Everyone agrees timber harvesting should be increased to restore some blighted forests. What's in contention is how to do that. Senator Barrasso wants to take 7.5 million acres and launch a pilot project to speed up timber production. Critics say the proposal sets the nation back by overhauling the Forest Service timber program, while also mandating that timber production more than double. But Barrasso says the idea is simple.
What we're trying to do is just streamline some regulations.
Barrasso's proposal would impact roughly 4% of national forests.
Relatively small amount. It doesn't touch any of the areas that are designated as wilderness or as roadless. The areas that we're talking about are areas that the Forest Service has already listed as areas that they admit and agree with me that these are areas that that are in need of help.
Barrasso contends his bill is facing problems on two fronts. For starters, he says the White House is playing politics with this plan.
I think the Forest Service would like to get on board, but I think the president is being held hostage by environmental extremists. These are the same people that are fighting against the Keystone XL pipeline that hold the president hostage. And as a result, I think the Forest Service isn't allowed to support legislation, which to me is common sense legislation, and I think they would secretly like to have passed.
But Barrasso also says he's facing some opposition back home.
In Wyoming, the extreme environmentalists have concerns about any of the efforts we want to do for healthier forests. And, I mean, it's a concern because the people of Wyoming know that the fires are coming, and we need to do what we can to protect the resource for recreation, for timber, the jobs that are related to that.
Legislation similar to Barrasso's timber bill has already passed the Republican-controlled House. At a recent hearing on Barrasso's bill, Chief of the U.S. Forest Service, Thomas Tidwell, put his support behind Barrasso's broad goal.
We need to be able to increase the restoration, and there is millions of acres that we need to use timber harvest to be able to get that accomplished. There's just no question.
But Tidwell's support gives way when it comes to the details. He questions Barrasso's streamlining of the process, insinuating the public will feel locked out.
I just want to make sure that we do it in a way where that the public, you know, feels that they still have their role to play in the process and that no one feels that they're being shorted in any way.
Barrasso tends to be a states' rights Republican. He blasts the Obama administration for forcing new regulations on people and berates so-called Obamacare. But former supervisor of the Bridger-Teton National Forest, Niffy Hamilton, says ironically, when it comes to timber, Barrasso is the one forcing top-down standards on people who don't want them.
So I think, you know, the public, especially on each of the forests, needs to be involved in making the determination of what they use their forests for. You know, what do they value about their forest?
Hamilton says a better approach would be to allow Wyoming officials, the public, and the Forest Service to develop a proper plan for timber.
Instead of having a top-down legislation requiring forests, such as the Bridger-Teton, who have a certain amount of logging on their forest, that what we have practiced in the past and during my tenure as forest supervisor was to have local participation in deciding those kinds of things through either a forest planning process or through a National Environmental Policy Act process.
While Barrasso contends his bill only encompasses a small percentage of federal forests, Hamilton says that's not the point.
So it's not a matter of 4% or 25%. It's that the type of process that's being used for determining this amount of logging is not a process that was derived at the local level in consideration of the other values that, like, the Bridger-Teton has for hunting and fishing and camping and outdoor recreation, et cetera.
While the House has already moved its proposal forward, it's unlikely to pass the democratically controlled Senate. Still, the issue isn't going away. The two opposing sides need to find a compromise to achieve their stated goal of improving the health of the nation's forests. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Matt Laszlo in Washington.